This is a short montage of some short, random, little Taiwan Asia-related videos that I threw up on YouTube, and rather than cluttering up your podcast players, I just put them all into one thing for your convenience. And by the way, you are getting this a little bit before they might post on YouTube, and I might continue to do it that way in the future, because I'll throw them all up on YouTube and then schedule them out over a few days to post, but you'll get this right here, listening to audio. I've always loved audio podcast first. Cheerio. Enjoy. I decided that I'm going to weigh in on this walk away movement thing because I'm not, hear me out. I've never walked away. And so I've got my take on this. And I'm fascinated with what made you guys walk away. See, I was raised conservative. My friends, my sister, they all walked away from conservatism. We're talking years ago. Like, I don't know, hundreds of years, because I'm 38, so I'm really old, I suppose. But I just kind of stuck through it all, and I've got my own theories as to why I stuck through it. I mean, I'll get into that some other time. But I never walked away from conservatism that I was raised with. I really, truly, genuinely, like, I got it. And so now that I'm seeing you walk away, guys, talk about your stories and how you got irritated with stuff, it makes me thrilled. I'm absolutely delighted, and I'd love to hear from you. I never walked away. I never walked away. Call me, do a collab, or, like, tell me, like, what you think I need to know. Like, what do I need to know as a guy who never walked away from a guy that did? Like, tell me. Now, I've written about politics. I wrote The People's Party. It's an ebook. And I buy books. Look at my website, my books, and People's Party, and you can find it on ebook platforms, and you can get a print copy. You can buy it on Amazon. You know, just, it's available. The People's Party. I mean, that right there, I think, is a solution to a lot of things, because we agree on so many, 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 many things. Why not work together? You know, why not? Why does the country get 5% of the stuff done that we want, when we agree on 80% of the stuff? Why? I know why you walked away now. I tell you, I know why. We need results. We do. We do. We need results. Zach Hing is, Zach, are you an ABC? What are you? He's in California. He's Chinese, I believe. He's an American citizen. And it's interesting, his situation's kind of flipped from me, because I'm over here in Taiwan. I'm learning Mandarin, and there's a magical contrast between why immigrants go into America and why I'm over here in Asia. When I came over here to Asia, my standard of living went down, and I didn't care, because I came here because I wanted to learn about other cultures. I value the wealth of the cultural exchange. I want to learn about other countries. I want to expand my knowledge. I want to practice and learn Mandarin, because it's just awesome. And a lot of Americans are fascinated with Asian characters, Japanese, you know, whatever. They're from a family, and you can look that up. But I'm over here, and I'm seeing what Zach does on his YouTube channel, and it's inspiring to me. Sometimes I might not know what I want to talk about on the Taiwan special, and then I'll go watch one of Zach's videos, and all of a sudden I got stuff to talk about. Well, today Zach talked about, the title was Illegal Immigration and Open Borders. Well, yesterday's, but this was the one that I decided to watch. And he explains the process of immigration, how his family went through that. Well, me, I've gone through that in Taiwan, and I don't have any status. I've just kind of survived over in Taiwan, in a legal system that I've already established on YouTube is a third world legal system. There's a lot of lawlessness everywhere, and the laws aren't even written as if they're expected to be obeyed. In fact, they kind of weren't when it was under the control of Chiang Kai-shek's political party, not even 10 years ago, not even very, very recently. So I've been over surviving. You know, people ask, you know, Jesse, you know, what have you accomplished in your life? I didn't just live in Asia 10 years. I survived that grabastic legal system 10 years. And not once was I ever illegal. You know, there's this talk about, you know, just let anyone they want just walk over the border, come on in and do whatever you want. And if you kill people and we send you out of the country, that's really mean. I mean, the stuff that the leftist activists object to, just like Zach said, the stuff they object to is, you know, stopping a criminal from beating people. It's like if you've got a white male in America and he punches someone, when we're going to fry him alive. But if you've got a Mexican that comes into the country, walks over the border, sells drugs to your kids, and then does a lot of bad, naughty things to 20 different girls, and then runs over 5 people with a car, we deport him. Oh, well, all of a sudden we're mean. That's what people complain about. I think when people complain about these problems in America, they don't know the backstory of what they're complaining about. And so Zach, my hat is off to you, my friend. You can see my receding hairline. How you're so patient in how you explain this, Zach. See, you had this walkaway thing. And for me, I never walked away, which I've explained later. So my perspective as an immigrant in Asia is cultural. And I just think it's kind of fascinating because I've been over here and I've seen these problems, and I've written Congress about the third world legal system that I've seen happening in Taiwan. Like, I've tried to explain, problems as I've seen it. But for me, I just kind of want to stay in Asia and do the best I can to learn what I can from everything and anything in Asia that can help me become just a better person. And also, like, I help people around me with little pointers and tips on English or how American culture really works so that we're able to kind of get past those differences that lead to confusion. And I want to do things that clarify. I mean, there's an American over here. He would be a TBA, a Taiwanese-born American. Actually, he's a Taiwanese-born Korean-American. Really, really amazing story how the world is getting to be a small place. And I'll give this guy free English lessons just because here's an American. He doesn't know English very well anyway. And I just want to help him. His English is getting awesome recently because he's got a great English teacher. Well, that's the Taiwan special for today. It's a very, very short, but I'm really inspired by Zach Hing's YouTube channel and what he's doing and how fast it's grown. And I really get him because I'm the flip of what he's been. And there are a lot of differences in culture that we would understand. And if you're not a subscriber to Zach's channel, you need to be. So go check that out. Link is going to be in the description. It's late over here in Asia, but I wanted to give a shout to Zach Hing. It sounds like Zach King, but that's Zach Hing and his viewers and everybody else in Walkaway about his recent video about more people getting banned and walking away. As I understand, someone recently was calling in to a talk radio show and said that something about Facebook and Google and Twitter have some site, like the way that they've filed with the government makes them a type of public commons already. So there's already some sort of a law governing how they've defined themselves as companies already, that they have to be super objective in how they ban people. And if they ban someone for something or they censor someone for something, like, they've got to really have a good reason. And but I can't find anything when I search that on Google. I found a Wikipedia article about social media as a public utility, and it's a quick show. The couple downstairs is having a 1 a.m. Romantic spat and waking everybody else up in the building. Interestingly, though, Zach, you want to talk about someone, you know, Asians, Americans, different countries. I'm in Taiwan and I've got this xenophobic landlord and I'm the big threat. But it's the Taiwanese couple downstairs that's shouting at, you know, 1 a.m. that they don't care about, you know. But you learn to live with that kind of stuff because, you know, I mean, we've got these different, you know, cultures. It's just sort of something that you learn to accept and live with. OK, back to social media. There's an argument that Google and Facebook and social media should become public utilities, but there's also an argument that laws are already in place governing that. Probably the public utility argument is going to go forward anyway to stiffen it up. But the thing is, I'm not sure about this because, I mean, I'd have to do a lot more research to find out whether or not how they file is some type of a public commons or a media commons or something like that, whether that is true and to what extent that actually governs what they're doing. And since there probably haven't been a lot of court cases about it, there might be a lot left open to that. There might be a lot of it might be open to interpretation. So, I mean, look that up with your friend, Zach. Like, call people, talk to people, however that works. Second thing, you talked about needing the founder or whatever of Walkaway. Well, Walkaway is just a hashtag. Okay, a founder typically is a leader of an organization. But, you know, a leader, the inventor, the starter guy, the first guy charging forward in the movement. When I wrote my book, People's Party, that was sort of kind of a walk away from the Republican Party as me being a lifelong conservative from lack of delivered results and realizing how many of my friends that are Democrats that actually agreed with me, but they thought that they just had to stay Democrat, like there wasn't a reason. So my thing with all that was the People's Party. It's a book I wrote, books.jessesteele.com. Look for it. Search Jesse Steele, People's Party, and the ebook stores, like it's everywhere. And you can buy a paper copy on Amazon. And when I wrote that book, and I had this concept for this third party that could, by definition, reach across the aisle. You could have pro-life and pro-choice politicians in the same political party because we agree on several other issues, but not this. So we're going to write the law so it's in my state but not in yours, but it's a national law. Like that kind of stuff, super flexibility. And if there's one county that wants to opt out, then they can opt out. Like that was my idea. When I wrote that idea, it was all about not having a central leader. So I said very clearly, I said, I'm not trying to lead and start the People's Party. You've got to do it yourself and file for it in your own state. And as I believe, like the Republican Party and the Democratic parties, they have a separate filing for every single state. As I understand it, there might be a national filing, but it's also a party that just so happens to be filed in all of the states. And that's kind of how it sort of works. Like we're a nation of plurality, which is why it works so well, supposedly, the experiment that there are 50 ultimate highest authority sovereign governments. And then there's this little tiny small national government in Washington that has to obey these many other super sovereign things called states. And we kind of walked away from that. And that's the great American experiment is what it was, that the sovereign government would be more local, not national. But as we form the People's Party, I'm hoping anyway, it's got to be formed by the people. So I'm not trying to lead it. See, when you've got a movement that has a single point leader, it's easy to just decapitate him. Well, I'm not the leader of the People's Party. I wrote a book about it. I kind of crafted the idea for it, but I'm not the leader for it. So shutting me up won't do any good. So Zach, don't, I think, you know, we don't want to seek the decapitatable head. We don't want to grow such an appendage in a manner, you know. So kind of nebulous and just aloof and sort of everybody everywhere helping everybody peer-to-peer constantly, multiple people just everywhere swarming, cooperating together, that is kind of what we need. So it might be a blessing in disguise because it forces us to get organized. You know, a lot of times groups get persecuted, they're forced to go underground, and they actually get good at grassroots stuff, and it actually makes them stronger. So just some thoughts. Now, I mean, as for me, I don't have a lot of fear. Sometimes, you know, someone gets banned, and I think that there's like the evil doctor, crazy mad scientist in the back room who's pushing the ban button. I think sometimes he does that, and then he goes and writes a fake conservative article. Look who they banned. And I just wonder sometimes if part of the idea is to make people more afraid than they need to be. I mean, sometimes InfoWars can get a little bit weird. And if you get a little bit crazy sometimes, I don't know. Then again, maybe just using the hashtag walkaway could be all it takes to get banned. I'm not always sure. But just because someone gets banned, I just want to make sure we don't all totally freak out, flip out, go totally nuts. And another thing, too, it might help just to have a lawyer that you contact. You don't even necessarily have to do something that would incur a license, but just ask him, say, can I say that you're my lawyer about this issue? And get some people behind you, get a lawyer that might represent a group of people, get a plurality of lawyers to represent a few people so you can swap the lawyers out so there's no single head to go after. And just remind people in your videos, you know, I've got a lawyer, and if someone bans me, by the way, another thing too, Zach, Minds.com. Minds.com is another medium that's out there. And I'm all about competition anyway. That's the thing. I mean, you get a plurality of stuff, plurality in multiple ways. That's kind of the answer to all this stuff. Thanks for warning us about this, Zach.